Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome to Blue Mountain Village Voices.
Hey, Sydney, how are you today?
I'm great, Andrew. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I couldn't think of a more perfect morning for us to do our Blue Mountain Favorite Things episode. The snow is falling. It's beautiful. Getting into the shopping holiday spirit. It's perfect.
Yeah, and all you need to do is get into the village to get into that spirit as well.
For sure. So today we're going to be interviewing a number of merchants, independent store owners throughout the village to talk about what products are hot, great gift ideas, and some definite consumer trends. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the shopping experience in the village. So Sydney, let me ask you, how do you prepare for the holidays?
Oh, I'd like to say that I prepare, but I don't. I'm a procrastinator and it ends up being last minute, but working in the village has given me a ton of great ideas. So although I'm a procrastinator, I have some ideas in my head and I have a place to go to snag all the items that I need.
I have done that ever since I've worked in the village. For me, holiday time, my gift buying is predominantly midweek when I know that the crowds are not super busy. I can do it all here in the village and it's painless and I can leave it as long as possible. And, you know, I know that a lot of people shop online and you know, they shop a variety of different places. But for me, I love going into stores, especially at Blue Mountain Village, where we have holiday magic in place. We have some great entertainers and animation. And at night, it's so beautiful with all the lights and all the experiences. So I just find there's nothing better than going into stores and really seeing what kind of products are available. And also talking to the sales associates and store owners. They're a great resource to give you ideas, tips, and to put you in the right direction.
I totally agree. I was just going to say, a lot of people love to shop on Amazon and, you know, do most of their shopping predominantly online. I am the worst online shopper. I just bought a whole bunch of stuff online and it's all the wrong sizes. It's not the color I expected it to be. I'm an in-person shopper as well. And I get more inspiration that way. Plus, people decorate the storefronts. It's a sight to see. The village offers a shopping experience.
You know, in my time before working at Blue Mountain Village Association, I worked for Retail Council of Canada, and people in the larger retail context in the big box stores, they always talk about creating the customer experience and, you know, shopping centers go out of their way to create that experience. What I love about the village is we have that experience all around us. It's embedded in it. We don't have to create a experience strategy. The experience is here. So for me, that's one of the other reasons why I love to shop here.
Definitely. And the beautiful thing about the village is there are 20 plus shops with local items, unique items, but also brand names. So there's really a huge variety to choose from.
And Sydney, what are you seeing? You do our social media, so you're seeing a lot of the consumer reaction to the shopping experience. And a lot of people are coming for dinner, picking up their items, enjoying the window shopping and going into the stores and then participating in holiday magic. You know, what are you seeing from customers? What are they doing when they're here?
Well, there's always so much to do, but you know, like Andrew said, have some dinner, do some shopping, grab a coffee and enjoy our holiday light trail. It's from dusk until 10 p.m. It has the most fantastic photo opportunities. And you know, we've been telling families to come and snag a photo for their Christmas card because it's the place to do it.
So Sydney, so again today, Blue Mountain's favorite things. So the idea is we're going to interview some of our great store owners and we're going to talk about all of the trends and products and hopefully give our listeners some great ideas for holiday shopping. And speaking of shopping experiences, not only do we have great stores, not only do we have our holiday magic and our light trail and the beautiful outdoor, we also have a whole bunch of attractions that you can enjoy, whether that's going on the Ridge Runner, whether that's getting ready and in a few weeks going snowboarding or skiing and then doing a little shopping afterwards. I mean, talk about experience. You can really do it all.
Tubing, skating, snowshoeing, new snowshoe trails. There's so much to do and it's so much fun.
Well, hello, Marie. Thank you for joining us today.
I am so glad to be here because we have lots of great ideas ready in the village.
So tell us a bit about your stores and then tell us what's on your shopping list and what people can expect to find.
We have the Old Stanton store, which has been around for 40 years, but only 17 or 18 in the village. And we have Go Fish Go, which is quirky gifts and home decor, and Happy Valley Candy Company, which sort of speaks for itself. So those are the stores, and we try to cover everything that you might need for Christmas.
Share with us some of the products that you have that you're most excited about.
Well, I'll start with the Old Stanton store because, of course, everybody, I think, knows about our fudge. We make our own fudge, homemade fudge, and we have so many flavors that it's tricky to choose. But now we hand wrap everything, you know, with special masks and gloves because of this lovely COVID thing. And so it's a great gift because I sort of have it stacked up for people. Of course, they'd expect it from me. But if you give a pound, you get half a pound free. So you can give a really nice box and wrap it, and people really enjoy it. So that's kind of one aspect of the Old Stanton store. But this year, I would say a trend in the store, sort of two ways. We have something for everyone. As you know, there's prints, frames, soaps, everything you might need. But one thing that I've really been zeroing in on this year are the our indoor plant pots, and they're ceramic with faces that are very cool. They're kind of cementy looking. And Aztec pots, great big ones. So anyhow, that's one gift that you can always give that people just love because it can be a focal point in your house.
And do you think it has something to do with people wanting more greenery at home? Is it about sort of a connection to wellness, environment?
I think you can put any plant in this any time of the year, and you can also take them outside when spring hits. But I think it is making your home look amazing because we're spending so much time at home. And also, we have a large assortment of beautiful cashmere scarves and things that you can never go wrong with in a gift. Everybody knows they get a scarf from me in some way or form. But I would say yes, that really what you're looking for is coziness, the way to keep your home feeling good and then you feeling good. So we have that. And then would you like me to move on to Go Fish Go, Andrew?
I would, but I have a question for you first. Sydney and I did a little scoping of our own before this episode, and we noticed a few interesting things. And I noticed that you have an amazing assortment of jewelry. And I have a theory, and I wonder if you can let me know if I'm correct. My sense is that people might be buying a little more jewelry this time of year because they're starting to spend time with family in a safe way, of course. They're wanting to dress up and they haven't been dressing up for a very long time. Is that something that you're seeing within your jewelry collection?
Well, I'm sure seeing that within my life. I have things that I haven't worn because of COVID and now I want to dress up. And the thing about jewelry is you are right on. If you put one cool piece of jewelry on that is a statement, you can make a whole outfit. So a pair of jeans and a sweater and an amazing piece of jewelry, which we've got some that have leather and metal and, you know, silver. Gold is really hot, but silver always looks good. So, Andrew, you're right. And I think we all need that little perk to make an outfit look amazing. That's what I think.
And Marie, are any of the jewelry pieces like artisanal or local?
Well, Sydney, we've got this great jewelry that people in the area make, and they're a wonderful couple that you'll see it in our stores. They take knives and forks and they make rings and they make all kinds of things, beautiful bracelets, and they're all sterling silver because they're made from the old sterling silver. They look amazing. Also, you'll see their chimes hanging in the window where they use old teapots. And I'll tell you, it really is beautiful jewelry. So that's another aspect of the local jewelry.
And there's a great environmental spin on that as well, which is great.
It's been there for a while and we just love this couple and they just do an amazing job.
Walk us into Go Fish Go. I tell everyone, and I'm I think as guilty as most people, I'm one of those gift buyers that I buy it in the like the 10 minutes before I have to go to the party or I have to go home and bring a gift home. So for me, Go Fish Go is my go-to place for a gift when I really am pressed for time because I can always find something. But tell us, Marie, what's cooking there?
Okay, well, I'm really glad that that's your go-to place because we have things in there. I just love it. Now, I'll tell you, I have a little bit of a thing for clothing because we sold C'est Moi, which is a bamboo under, it's a layering product that women wear underneath, like tights, tank tops, etc., underneath your clothing. And we have that at Go Fish Go. And of course, because I'm into clothing for so many years, it's kind of my little thing in there. And you can buy, you know, all kinds of things. We just have a riot when the guys have to dress the mannequin or whatever. But it is pretty funny. But the bamboo clothing is beautiful in there. But that's not the main thing. With Go Fish Go, we have games, we have funny things. And, you know, we're always hoping to be friendly in our stores. But I'll tell you, you can't talk too much to customers in there because there's writing on everything. So tea towels with funny sayings. Then we have relaxes, which again is a huge thing for this time in our lives because that product gives you every kind of thing to help you relax, which is something they always say I need, but I know I do. And so those are products that come from British Columbia. They're fabulous to make you relax. And we also are carrying salt lamps and some pretty cool tornado lamps and things that everybody likes. I mean, they just look amazing in your house.
What's a tornado lamp?
It lights up at night and you see the thing, or there's one with an octopus inside and it floats in the water. And it's not water, right? But it's very cool. And the salt lamps, I have one in my living room because I feel that it helps the air. So, you know, whatever you think. That's another point. And of course, we have tons of socks and we have things from Kickerland, Fred and Friends, Blue Q socks. That's one of our main items. And then, of course, the Blue Mountains t-shirts and sweatshirts and hoodies. So it's kind of a mix in that store. And hopefully you can have a good laugh at something that's in there, I would think. And Sydney, I could see you shopping in that.
Oh, I've definitely shopped there before. I actually saw a C'est Moi shacket that you had. And I know shackets were huge in the fall, and I'm sure they're going to be coming back.
What's a shacket?
It's like a flannel, but it's a jacket.
Oh, a shirt jacket.
A shirt jacket. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. And they're huge right now. So it's a little cold to wear a shacket, but it'll come back.
If you go to a gathering, which I know may not be very large, you could always throw that on when you're in there too. So Go Fish Go, I just have this thing for Go Fish Go because I love to see such a mix of products that are fun, but also are very cool. Like some of our fish bowls are really neat centerpiece for your house. So that's sort of giving you a look at what we have in there.
Amazing. Thank you. And how about at Happy Valley Candy? Is there a brand of candy right now that the kids are just going crazy for?
You know what? The kids and the adults go crazy for all sorts of candy, as you know. Our saltwater taffy is amazing because we have so many different flavors. We have jelly bellies, which never, ever go out of, if you want to say, style in candy. And with candy, we find like we have British candy, candy from Japan, from Mexico, from Australia. So people that are looking for sort of something that's, you know, all over the world, we try to do that. Alex and Nick, they work very hard to bring in candy from everywhere. And then, of course, we make our own popcorn, which I love, but I'm sort of addicted to that. And now we've got a new added product, which is our roasted nuts. So they're glazed nuts and they have cinnamon on them and they're very good for you. When I say very good for you, you know, you can only eat so much candy. And everything that we have in there is candy.
That's right. It's a little treat and a little fun. And I like that, you know, exploring the world through different types of candies. I love British candy. So it has a different taste. And you know what my favorite candy is of all time is Turkish Delight. I don't know why.
Really?
It's just my favorite. And when I was traveling in Europe and I bought some, I remember I bought a box at the Harrods department store and it was like, I could have brought a truckload home. It's just my favorite.
That's really funny because my brother's favorite was always Turkish Delight. This is years ago and started the candy store with Turkish Delight. The problem is we have to find the right one that's boxed because we had it sort of, you know, out where you could sort of pick whichever flavor you want. But I agree, Turkish Delight is an amazing product. And also, I've seen some things when I was in Spain that were just a fabulous licorice. And we weren't able to bring that in, but we do have an assortment. And you're right, the British candy is very popular. And I love all kinds of British products, not just the candy.
Well, Marie, thank you so much. One bit of advice, if I can ask of you, for those of us last minute shoppers or people who get overwhelmed over getting ready for the holidays, what advice would you give them?
Well, this is my advice, because I'm making a list right now and I'm going, who are the friends that need a box of fudge? Who are the people who need to relax? And really, I have found that with all my shopping, and I know I'm biased because I do love Blue Mountain Village. I just adore the village. And I would say that I can do most of my shopping, of course, in our stores. But I would say that if a person went around with a list, they would be able to find, hopefully, everything they need, and we would get it wrapped and ready for them to go. And I do think if you have the list, you will find it in the village, because I have gone all sorts of places, and I'm going right back to, okay, do I need candy? Do I need something to relax? Or does a person need just a vase with something in it to make their home look beautiful? And there are also blankets if you feel a little chilly this winter. So I think you can find most of the things that you need in our beautiful village. I love our beautiful village.
Thank you so much, Marie. Great advice. And it was a pleasure to chat with you today. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Sydney and Andrew. It's lovely talking to you. See you in the village.
Hi, Michelle. Welcome back to the pod.
Thank you. Great to be here, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
It's a beautiful day. We're really excited to talk about all of the fun gift ideas in the village. So you own and operate Iwa Spa. So tell us, what's on the shopping lists of your guests?
Well, we are, Iwa stands for Inspiring Wellness Always. So our boutique is really curated towards wellness. So we really focus on brands and products that will inspire, you know, whoever you're giving your gifts to, wellness. And that runs a long array from, you know, something obviously for mom or dad, but also for anybody in your family, including yourself. Because one of the biggest trends that I have seen is the willingness and the desire and the recognition that self-care is not selfish.
That's right. And it's really important, isn't it? And people need to pay attention to that and focus on it.
Absolutely. So whether it's a gift of care or a gift to yourself of self-care, the holidays are an incredibly busy and can be stressful time. So what we found as a trend is this time for you to really give yourself the gift of wellness. And that is obviously things like a gift card for the spa where anybody could use it for any type of spa service, and for products that also support that as well. And of course, a gift card to the spa would give whoever you're gifting to the choice of either a spa service or something from our boutique.
And Michelle, can you let the listeners know what type of services Iwa offers?
Absolutely. As a wellness spa, everything that we do is centered on wellness. So we do everything from obviously full body massages, which of course is just so incredibly relaxing for you at this time of year, to facials, looking after your skin with this cold winter weather that we have, to be able to hydrate with the heat that we experience everywhere we go inside. So facials, massages, our fabulous pedicures, where you get to experience the village with an incredible view of the mill pond to all the way up the ski hills, when you get to take your polish home with you. So each is a very unique experience that really focuses on allowing you some time for yourself and time to relax.
I think that is a great idea. And I love the gift card idea, because you can think about that person that you care about and know that they need to take care of themselves, and you're encouraging them to do so. But then they get to choose their own adventure and then perhaps, you know, purchase some of the great products while they're there. You have some really unique personal products in the store side of Iwa Spa. I wonder if you can share with us some of your personal favorites right now.
Absolutely. Well, for me, this time of year is all about comfort and function and looking good. So the combination of those three things. So from a boutique perspective for clothing, we really focus on three core brands. Lululemon is obviously a Canadian icon as far as a brand goes, offering you incredible clothing that takes you from workout straight to out after work with lots of flexibility in between. We've got Smash and Tess, which are the leaders in what they call the romper revolution. And if you haven't seen one of these Smash and Tess, I'd encourage you to follow them on Instagram. They are a great Canadian manufacturer, so they make incredible rompers. And what could be better than coming home, pouring a glass of wine, putting on the fire, and putting on a romper? It looks great and it's super comfortable. And then our third clothing line is Lindo Hats, and they are merino wool hat with a fur palm. So they look good and they keep your head warm, which is really important right now.
That's right. Yeah. Fashion has to have functionality as well, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And we have a great guys line of Lululemon. So for anybody who's looking for something special for that active guy in their life, we have a full range of active wear for our men through Lululemon.
You know, Michelle, I bought a beautiful pair of blue running shorts at EWA. They're Lululemon. And then I bought this really great kind of black and white camo designed running shirt. And they are so technically sound. When I run, those are my go-to. It makes such a difference.
Such a difference. And not only are they built for whatever activity you're doing, they wash so well and they wear so well. Like I have Lululemon pants, I'm sure many people do, that they've had in their closet for literally years.
On the skincare side, Michelle, I wonder, you know, people are wearing face coverings, they're wearing masks, you know, they're breathing different. Are you seeing trends in how people are wanting to take care of their skin? Is it any different today than it would have been a few years ago?
I think today people are, again, just more conscious of looking after themselves. And that goes with their skincare regimes. So we recognize that your skin is basically the biggest organ on your body. You've really got to focus on the wellness of your skin. And we've seen, certainly with all the mask wearing that we're doing, that people get breakouts from having a mask on too long. It's actually called maskne. Instead of acne, it's maskne. So we work with a product out of Texas called Farmhouse Fresh. Again, I'd encourage you to go on Instagram and have a look at them. They are an incredible brand that is really aligned with what we want to bring to the marketplace around wellness. They are a product that's incredibly knowledgeable about what they put in because it's built, the product all comes from the farm. So they can say that they are 99.9% organic because they grow most of the product that goes into their skincare line right on the farm itself. They have an animal sanctuary, so right on the farm as well. So they're looking not just at creating an incredibly healthy product with no parabens, no sulfates, none of those nasty things that you should not be putting on your skin, but also they really balance it with having a great product and really giving to the community. And that's a big part of who we are at EWA. We really want to have products here that support the community and the environment in a very positive way.
I would definitely put my stamp of approval on Farm Fresh products as well. Michelle, I think I picked some up, I don't know, a couple of months ago, and you can feel the difference. I got a face cream, a moisturizer, and a mask. I think I got the pumpkin mask. I just have to say, I use it every now and then because I like to save it. It makes my face feel fantastic.
Yeah, it's an incredible product line, and it's also at a great price point. So to have the quality of the product, but with a great price point, it makes for great gift giving as well. And you can even combine giving somebody a gift card for a service with some products. Like that makes an amazing gift package. You're really getting the best of all worlds that way. So Farmhouse Fresh is a full line of body care products, including great exfoliants for your face and your body, because especially at this time of year, exfoliating is really important.
Absolutely, for sure. Especially with the maskne and the hats and the toques and the scarves and everything that we'll be wearing. We look forward to seeing you in the store and on the slopes very soon. And thanks so much, Michelle.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you. And everybody have a wonderful holiday season.
Hi, Denise. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm excited to be here today.
We are excited to have you. You are the owner and operator of Georgian Christmas in the Village, a store that we love year round. So you need to tell everybody how Georgian Christmas is not only specific to now, but all the products that you offer throughout the year.
So like you said, it's a Christmas store all year round. So I definitely will have Christmas at any time of the year. Whenever you walk in, Christmas is my passion. However, having said that, in the summertime, we do also offer souvenirs because we do have a lot of people from different countries that visit us, as you guys know. So there's a lot of Blue Mountain souvenirs, you know, things with very Canadiana items. And then believe it or not, even in the summertime, Christmas is pretty much just as popular as it is at this time of the year, which is pretty great.
So tell us, Denise, what trends are you tracking in the sort of Christmas gift world and what's on your shopping list?
So I would say, I mean, from year to year, usually trends, you know, vary a little bit. But I will say that gnomes, for some reason, continue to be really, really popular. I'm sure you've seen them, you know, anywhere you go. They come in different shapes, different sizes, different colors, different textures. They're just a goofy kind of thing to look at that people, I think, just kind of get a kick out of. So definitely gnomes seems to be a continuing trend. The other thing that I definitely have seen a difference in is cardinals. Cardinals, again, whether it's in the shape of an ornament or a figurine, I have a lot of signs with cardinals on them. And I'm not sure if you're aware, but people say that when a cardinal appears, an angel is near. So I think for anybody who may have lost somebody, whether it was through the pandemic or not, is finding some sort of comfort when they do see a cardinal. So cardinals have been huge as well. And then another little fun thing is the Christmas pickle. Can't keep this, you know, in stock either. It's basically just a tradition where you hide the pickle on the Christmas tree and whoever finds it in the morning gets to open the first gift of the morning or gets like a special gift. So it's a cute little tradition just to start with your family.
My family does that tradition. And, you know, even as adults, me and my siblings, we run downstairs to try and find the Christmas pickle every year. So that is a fun one.
It is. And it's not just for kids. And I try to find the smallest pickle possible. That way it makes it really hard for Christmas morning. But again, it's just if you haven't started the tradition, people are, you know, are looking forward to starting something special and new with their families. So and then last but not least, I would say the Grinch. I can't believe how many people love the Grinch. I mean, I think they always have. But again, for some reason this year, the Grinch is really, really popular. So those are kind of the trends that I've been seeing over the last couple of months.
It's funny. I was watching a show. It's this glass blowing show. One of the artists did a Christmas pickle. So I'm seeing it pop up everywhere. So yeah, there's something about it that I don't know if it's maybe it's nostalgia, people wanting to recreate those memories of family time. And one of the things I also know and really appreciate about your store, Denise, is you have a lot of stuff for the house, like little decor items. Is there anything that you're seeing that your customers are really loving or gravitating toward?
As far as sort of non-Christmas related, even though there's Christmas scents, are candles. And again, I think given the pandemic and just kind of what we've all been through over the last couple of years now, I guess, is people are really kind of, you know, taking a step back and saying maybe it's not so important to take that trip. You know, maybe it's more important to have people over and entertain and cook for a while. So the whole candle thing is just kind of making the house become a home and the scent of it and just kind of very calm and relaxing. So candles for sure are just kind of flying off the shelves in terms of home decor. Yeah.
That's great. Just sort of making your space feel special and warm. Before we let you go, one final question. What advice do you have for families as they prepare for the holidays?
You know what? It's funny that you asked that because last night I was just talking to my kids. And I mean, it's sort of, it may sound weird coming from me having a Christmas store, but I mean, Christmas, of course, it's about tradition and, you know, receiving the gifts is great and giving gifts and all that sort of thing. Christmas morning for little kids, it's all special and Santa and all of that. But I think for me, what stood out this season so far is, and what's humbled me, is people really wanting to see local businesses succeed and choosing to support local as opposed to going to maybe a big box store. So I think for me, the message would be Christmas is great. Christmas morning is great. Gifts are great. But I think the most important thing is giving back, whether it's to a family member, whether it's to a stranger, whether it's to a, you know, an old friend. I really think it's about giving and just sort of taking a step back and really trying to remember what Christmas is really about. The gifts are great, but there's so much more to Christmas than that.
Can I go back to a gift that I've found in your store that I just absolutely love? You have a ton of ornaments, which is fantastic because it's nice to stock up every year and, you know, keep growing all of the ornaments that you have for your tree. But you have this nutcracker that's holding a gay pride flag, and it is my favorite ornament I think I've ever seen. I even took a photo with it.
Oh, did you? Yeah, that's actually been really popular too. I wish I can get more in, but they're back ordered like everything else is, but that's a really cute one. But there is, just to kind of continue on what Christmas is all about, there is a really short little poem that I have that I'd like to share if you guys have a couple of minutes.
Of course, please.
So I have it in my store all year round, and it's a quote from Orrin Arnold, and people love this quote. And I just stumbled upon it, I don't know, I guess a few years ago. So I had to like enlarge it. But it says, Christmas gift suggestions: to your enemy, forgiveness; to an opponent, tolerance; to a friend, your heart; to a customer, service; to all, charity; to every child, a good example; and to yourself, respect. And I just thought that sort of resonated with me when I, the first time I read it, and I read it every year as just a little reminder of what Christmas really should be about.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us. It's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing your insights and knowledge with us, and we'll see you in the store really soon.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
We are joined to our listeners with Heather Lequier. She supports all of the retail and restaurant operators in the village, and really nobody knows the product lines in the stores better than Heather. So we wanted to have her on the line to share with us some of her Blue Mountain favorite things. But Heather, before we get there, I was wondering if you could tell Sydney and I, what kind of shopper are you? What do you like to do when you go shopping?
So I'm one that likes to look at everything and overanalyze the meaning of every present, which is why I'm really not an online shopper, because you just don't get the full experience. So for me, like being in the village has been, I mean, obviously it's a really busy season and work is ramping up right now, but having my shopping so close, so perfect.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it?
It so is. I mean, I've had an entire year to prep for Christmas. Like I'm in, as you said, the stores all the time, and I'm getting the inside knowledge of what's coming in. And I'm like, that's perfect for this person. It's been great.
So share with us some of your inside knowledge. What are some of the products that you've seen that you think are perfect for those on your list?
So I have a brother and a brother-in-law that are both so into like spices and hot sauces. So I have to say, like, for them, Pepper Palace is on my list. They've got this one sauce, the Tre Diablo. Apparently, I'm too scared to try it, but apparently it is like the hottest of the hot. So that's definitely going in both of their stockings. My gym crew, we do a party. They started doing a white elephant party. So I went into Goldfish Go and they bought some really funny gag socks. And with the white elephant, it's basically like everyone opens a gift and then you basically steal each other's gifts. So, you know, the funnier, the better. And then I've got a sister that she's insisting on only educational presents for her kids. So over to Jack and Maddie, I went, and they've got the Melissa and Doug line, which is a lot of fun, but also there's that fine motor and gross motor incorporated in all of their games and toys. So that was a great find for me. But the nicest thing has been is that there's been all these like last minute functions that I'm getting invited to. So being able to show up with like Northwind's beer, which is local, or getting to go into Village Market and they've got like empanadas from a local company. They're selling soaps from a local company. So it allows you to be in the moment, but also be local, which I've really liked. Rocky Mountain chocolate, go-to for hostess gifts, which is super. And then we've all got those people on our list that you just don't know, but going into like Madison Clothing and getting, you know, your winter accessories, you get your hat, your mitts, that kind of thing that really works for anyone. And then there's the shopping for myself.
Let's be serious. That matters the most, doesn't it?
It really does. It really does. And so this year I'm trying to get back into skiing again. So I definitely am going to be taking a trip over to Red Devil Sports, do the fake it till you make it kind of thing.
If I can't crush those moguls, I can look good while I'm doing it, right? That's the philosophy?
Absolutely. I mean, you look just as good on Happy Valley as you do on the Black Diamonds, and you look even better at a Prey. So.
Well, for me, I find I look much better on Happy Valley because I'm upright.
Yes, that is the key, being upright, and Happy Valley is my go-to for that.
You know, when you talk about Madison, I was in the store the other day and I was talking to the manager, and she pointed out to me that there were some new arrivals that are really selling well. And they are these beautiful sweaters that have messages on them, like hope, love. And I found that interesting. And I went to a few other stores and I noticed that there is a similar trend. So I was at Synergy and they have two sweatshirts. So it's a sort of a different market, younger, sort of hipper streetwear. And they have these hoodies. One of them has the Friends logo on it, which is surprisingly still popular. That show is 30 years old. But also they have a new line with Peanuts, you know, Charlie Brown, all the Peanuts characters
Really?
And apparently they're selling really well. And what the owner was saying to me, or the manager of the store was saying, you know, people are really nostalgic for the things that make them happy and going back to when they were younger. So, you know, think about, you know, having the Friends with you or your favorite Charlie Brown character with you. It's an interesting trend. And so clothing that has a message on it or has a character on it or something that makes you feel grateful is a trend that I'm seeing. So I think that's pretty interesting.
Very interesting. And I can see that. I think right now, you know, coming out of the last 18, 24 months, we all need some hope and we all need some comfort. And in the clothing, I mean, as you said, I mean, what was old is new again, because it's what we're familiar with. And then even in the foods that we're eating, I mean, I'm seeing a lot more of like the retro chocolate bars, like at Happy Valley, they've got candy that I haven't seen since I was 12. And sometimes you just go in and it's fun to try it out, or the kettle corn, or just those smells that make you feel happy and comfortable.
Well, you have given us a lot of ideas and thanks for sharing some of your inside scoop. And I love how you were able to talk about the people in your life who you're buying for and what you could find for them. So thanks for sharing those insights with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Andrew and Sydney.
You are the chief buyer for a number of really exciting retail stores in the Village. I wonder if you can just tell us a little bit about the brands that you support.
Yeah, so I'm, as you call, the chief buying officer for the whole resort of Blue Mountain. So I look after all of the fashion and all the fun goods for the resort. So we have a number of stores throughout the Village at Blue Mountain. A few of them are partner doors, such as the North Face and Columbia. And the newest one joining the family, and I'm sure there's been lots of talk around it, is Burton, which should be opening any time now. And you've seen the construction in the Village. We also have Red Devil Sports, which is our more fashion-forward sportswear store for the resort. We also have another store called the Combi Warmth Center, which is located at the South Base Lodge, which just outfits all the guests for when they're skiing and away from the Village in case they need an extra pair of gloves or hand warmers, etc. And then we also have a great golf pro shop in the summer season. But now we're talking about Christmas, so we'll stick to all the fun stuff.
We'll stick to all the fun stuff. So before we get started, tell us, in the world of fashion, what's hot right now in the stores that you work with?
Well, you know, for us, our biggest fashion play is always in the ski world and snowboard world. And, you know, as it's snowing right now at Blue Mountain, everyone's getting so eager to get out skiing and snowboarding for the season. So that's our biggest market right now, getting everyone outfitted for the season and whatever they're looking for. If they're looking for a full new ski outfit, if they're looking for new equipment, if they're just looking to re-accessorize for the season, we've got everyone covered. So just getting everyone outfitted and warm for the season. You see, we work with a lot of leading brands, like I've said, North Face and Columbia, that come out with fantastic collections every year, new colorways, you know, working a lot on earth tones and what have you. And if you move over to our Red Devil store, we work with a lot more international fashion lines like the luxury German brand Bogner, which is really on fashion, on trend, and sometimes a bit ahead of the Canadian market space, which is really exciting just to offer guests something different. And some of our apparel, you know, we get a lot of people through our stores that are not skiers. They're just visiting the resort, visiting the Blue Mountain Village, and they're just here to relax, drink a glass of wine, eat some good food, and be comfy. So we have a lot of great products too to get everyone outfitted to be nice and comfy while visiting us at Blue Mountain.
Is there a small number of things that you would specifically pick out for men and women this season? For example, are teddy coats still in? I'd love to hear a little bit more about that kind of style.
Yeah, the teddy coat and the Sherpa jackets and Sherpa fleeces, they're obviously something that are still very much on trend. We see them across all of our locations. You know, it's one of those Patagonia, especially in fleeces and Polar Tech fleece snap tees. It's something that Patagonia really came out with many, many, many years ago. And I'm sure a lot of people had them when they were young. And now they're seeing the younger generation coming back to them with all the fun prints and whatnot. So you'll find between North Face, Columbia, Burton, Patagonia, Volcom, Vans, all of the amazing snap tees and fleeces and the teddy jackets, as you call them, all of the Sherpas in all kinds of colors and prints, something for everyone. We even go all the way down into little kids bunting. It's very cute when our Burton store opens and you pop in. Amazing gifting idea for little toddlers and kids is these one piece, very cute bunting sets that are made out of a Sherpa. But they are like a bear, so they have little ears. And it's quite cute when you get a little kid dressed up in one and they're running around in the snow. It's quite cute. Unfortunately, the adult ones don't come with ears or tails or anything like that, but you can get colorways pretty close to it, so you can have a whole matching family.
Oh, that's adorable. Tell me, in the sort of outerwear, what are your customers looking more for? Is it the technical performance or is it look and fit or both?
You know, Andrew, it's different for every customer. We do carry the top technical lines, you know, North Face and Columbia, like I've mentioned before, you know, they're very technically advanced, but also keeping on trend, but they never sacrifice technology and performance. And we also carry brands such as Arc'teryx and Spyder and Roz and all, which are all very technical, traditional ski lines. So you have the traditional look. But in our Red Devil store, we do have a lot of customers that are very fashion forward. And so they never want to sacrifice on warmth or waterproofing or technology, but they really care about how they look, which is really important. So we do cater to those customers by carrying lines such as Bogner from Germany, Goldberg from the Netherlands, Dassault from Japan. So everyone can be fashion forward and ready to be on the slopes. My favorite line is, it doesn't matter how good you ski, it's about how good you look. That's what everyone notices on the hills. So we've got something covered for everyone. And it's definitely worth popping into all of our stores, trying product on, because, you know, having a look at something on a hanger is polar different to actually having it on your body and seeing the fit and all of the features that outerwear has nowadays. And it's quite crazy how over the years, ski wear and just outerwear in general for winter has really revolutionized and changed. So you don't have to wear big, bulky, heavy outerwear and ski wear that really doesn't give anyone a cute figure. They've really revolutionized themselves with new layering, with new insulation, synthetic insulations versus downs, new fabric. So it can be tighter, but it has four-way stretch. So it's always moving, but it all starts with trying something on.
It all starts with trying something on and being a bit bold and trying new things. On the fashion forward side, what is the most edgiest look that you've got?
Well, if you come and visit our Red Devil store, we've got everything on the edge. So for ladies, one of our biggest on edge and on trend right now is the one piece ski suits. They're all coming back and in the most fun and crazy prints out on the ski hill. So one of the lines that does a fantastic job with this is Goldberg. It's a women's line from the Netherlands, and they really are very out there in terms of their colorways, their design, their patterns. One of their biggest ones is Jaguar, so like a cat print. So you can be rocking a full one-piece cat suit out on the hill and with a cat print on it, which is so fabulous. They did their collection this year. It was based off of the ski town in the US, Aspen, which I'm sure many people have heard of. So it's mixing a little bit of ski with a little bit of cowgirl, cowboy, So one of our jackets actually has cheetah on it with a bit of denim, but it also has tassels on the front, leather tassels across the chest. So as you're, you know, speeding down the hills, getting to a fun après in the village, the tassels will be waving all over the place. But the great thing with Goldberg and many of our lines in Red Devil is you can go right from the ski hill right into the village to one of the many awesome bars, restaurants, lounges, and look fabulous.
Anything edgy like that for men? Do we have any onesies for men?
No, onesies for men are still very hard to find one that are comfortable and fitting, but we do have some really fun and trendy pieces for men. Don't get me wrong. Being a man, I can never leave them fun out for men. So, you know, we've really partnered up this year with Bogner and they have two lines. So they have a Bogner line and they have a Fire and Ice line for both men and women. Fire and Ice is very eccentric in colorways, in design. They don't really go much into textile patterns like jaguar or zebra, what have you. They more just keep with color blocking, but really fun and extravagant colors for a great price point. So you can find it in both men's and women's. And then in the men's Bogner line, which is their more elevated collection, it's really focusing on sport look and the speedy look, the chic look. No cheetah, unfortunately, no one piece, but some really great, fabulous pieces for men there as well.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much. This is really illuminating. Any great gift accessory ideas you might want to share?
Yes, we have all kinds of great gifting and accessories through all of our locations, you know, because everyone that visits the resort sometimes doesn't need a full ski outfit or a new winter outfit. So we've got everything for someone to have a little something to take home, but really great gifting ideas. So in our Red Devil store, we've actually expanded a bit into apothecary goods. So we have some really amazing locally made here in Ontario candles and apothecary goods for that après ski. So after you're done skiing or snowboarding for the day and you just want to relax, we have some amazing apothecary goods that you can, you know, light a nice candle in the chalet and sit back and enjoy the smell to relax while you sip on wine and whatnot at your home, not in the lounges at Blue Mountain. But we've also have some amazing accessory lines. You know, North Face and Columbia do fabulous with their accessories, but I've expanded in a few of our stores, which works into great gifting ideas. In Red Devil, we've also expanded into the cashmere world. So I'm sure many people, including yourselves, have in the world of COVID and working at home and hanging out at home a lot more, expanded into buying a lot more loungewear, relaxation wear.
Love loungewear.
But people are looking to be a little bit more sustainable in their purchases and also buying goods that are going to be a lot more durable. So we've expanded into the cashmere world, which makes amazing gifting pieces. So we partnered with a line called 360 Cashmere out of the US. And 360 Cashmere makes everything out of traceable cashmere, which in short means that all of the cashmere that's used in the products can be traced back to ethically sourced and ethically manufactured goods. So we carry a variety of sweaters and cardigans and whatnot for women, but an amazing, fabulous piece that everyone just seems to be going crazy for is our cashmere travel shawls. So they're just an oversized scarf, but you use them for 455 million different things. They're great for when you're traveling and you're flying, as people are beginning to get back to flying, or you're sitting around your house, or you're going to an event and you need to dress up a little bit. It's just so versatile having a cashmere travel shawl wrap around your shoulders. You can wear it as a traditional scarf. You know, you've been skiing all day and you go into the clubhouse or you go into a chalet or a bar or whatnot and you want to take off your jacket, but you have that little chill still from the mountain. So you can toss on your cashmere shawl and look fabulous. And they're always great gifting ideas because they're perfect for everyone.
That's amazing. Well, thank you, Chris. I think what you've left us with is that your colleagues in the apparel stores, we've got you covered. You're going to be warm, you're going to have all your needs met, and you're going to look fabulous. So that's exactly what we need.
Perfect.
Well, thank you so much. Have a great holiday, and we look forward to coming in, and I'm going to pick up one of those shawls. I've got a perfect person on my list, so that sounds great.
Perfect. Get them before they're gone.
Hi, Valerie. Welcome, and thank you for being here to talk to us a little bit about Blue Mountain Supply Co., the store in the village that has Blue Mountain branded merchandise.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here. I appreciate you having me on.
So talk to us about some of the ways in which your locals, as well as visitors, like to come to the Blue Mountain Supply Co. And what are they looking for in the branded merchandise?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like you said, Blue Mountain Supply Co. is really the only stop to purchase official Blue Mountain branded products. And we do certainly try to cater to the locals who want to celebrate the local association with Blue Mountain. And we have a lot of great people in the area who are hosting for the holidays and want to perhaps give a little token of their appreciation or like a little memento to their guests to take away at the end of their visit. So we have little things like Christmas ornaments. There's all sorts of really cute, funny stickers that you can pop into people's stockings or goodie bags. We have things for the kids. There's clothing for the kids with the Blue Mountain brand and lots of selection, different designs. And we've got some really cute little seesaw badges that the kids can collect if they're visiting for the Christmas season as well. These are just little badges they can collect that say that they've done various activities at the resort, like they've tried skiing or they've tried tubing or different things. And they can collect all these little badges and wear them very proudly. So fun things to pick up.
Oh, that's fun. You have some great signs reflecting the different names of the ski runs on the mountain. Are those pretty popular?
These are super popular. We're looking to next year to kind of expand that into more products that have the trail signs, but they are a really fun gift, whether you're local or you want to take them home with you elsewhere. But yeah, the trail signs are lots of fun. Particularly my personal favorite is the Smart Aleck, which I think is perfect for the home office. Great gift. Spectacular is another run that's very popular. And you can have a lot of fun with these signs in your home.
Why is Smart Aleck your favorite?
Oh, I just think it's funny, you know, for someone in an office setting in particular, just to, you know,
I think some of my colleagues here might think that that would be the perfect one to have sitting above my desk.
No.
It's funny. Each run has its own personality and experience. And I think that it's really fun that you sell those signs because we all relate, whether it's Happy Valley, Smart Aleck, Gord's Groove. I mean, we all have a relationship to these runs for various reasons. So they evoke an experience and a memory.
I agree. And I think, you know, there's always those people who meet somewhere for the first time and perhaps someone has met the love of their life on one of those slopes, and how better to celebrate that than having a sign of that somewhere in their home.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, I'm always surprised. I shouldn't be surprised, but I'm always surprised. We get a lot of requests for people who want to do proposals in the village. Or we see a lot of photographs of proposals happening. So I think there's a lot of relationships born here for sure.
That's awesome. Well, it's a wonderful place. So not surprising.
I know that you also work with a couple of Canadian brands and have some great apparel that's linked to the Blue Mountain brand, but also some iconic Canadian brands. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. It's certainly something that we're looking to expand upon in the future. These projects and collaborations take some time. But we currently have a fantastic collaboration with Roots, and the Roots products that we carry in Blue Mountain Supply Co., which is the only place you can purchase them, are the collaboration. So you have the Blue Mountain name on the product and, of course, the fantastic quality that we all know from Roots Canada. So we're very excited and happy to be able to collaborate with Roots on this project.
What advice would you have for shoppers? With roughly 2 to 3 weeks left to go, what's your advice on how to be prepared for the holidays?
I just say, you know, relax, have fun, just try to enjoy the moment. We have just such a beautiful setting at Blue Mountain, and Starbucks is there right across from our store, Blue Mountain Supply Co. So go on over there and grab yourself a nice hot beverage. Just try to soak it all in. Don't hurry, don't worry. And, you know, it'll all come together. And Blue Mountain Supply Co. has things in every price range. And just have a great time and enjoy.
Don't hurry, don't worry. I think that is the motto that we're going to take forward. And I think it's really good advice.
Yeah, that is a great suggestion. Because we've been talking about how stressful this time can be, especially if you're a procrastinator like me or Andrew. But your advice, your words are better words of wisdom.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Simple.
I need to take my own advice sometimes.
Don't we all? Thank you so much and have a great holiday season. And we look forward to seeing you in the store.
My pleasure. Same to you. And thanks again for having me on.
Okay, Sydney, that was a lot of information, but I feel like I have enough to make my list complete. How about you?
Yeah, I feel a lot more prepared and understanding of, you know, the trends that are in right now.
So let's just quickly summarize what we heard. What are some of the trends and recommendations from some of the interviewees? So we definitely heard that both merchants and shoppers are looking to make their home feel more special. And there's many ways in which you can do that. I think pretty much everyone talked about self-care and all its forms and how important that is, particularly at this time of year. Chris reminded us of this, but I think it's a trend across the board, is that whenever you're looking for outerwear, it can be both technical, but also chic. And that's something that I think a lot of apparel makers are really focusing on. There's a real trend toward personalization in gift giving. We heard a lot about organic, environmentally conscious products, and clearly that is picking up steam and more people are looking for that. And it was so great to hear how many different places offer that in mind in their products. Definitely nostalgia is an important aspect of this season for all of the right reasons, particularly just the shared experience of going through the pandemic over the last few years. And so you see a lot of discussion about that. And then, you know, on the flip side of that as well is sort of humor and affirmation and products which make us laugh, make us feel good, celebrate us. I think those are really important. And then, you know, another point, you know, whether you're talking about candy or whether you're talking about clothing, is that there's a real global influence in the products that merchants are selling this year. And I think that's important to note.
Yeah. And on top of it all, when you visit the Village, you can make holiday shopping an experience instead of a chore. So come visit, enjoy the sights and the sounds of the holidays, have some dinner, do some shopping, and then enjoy our holiday light trail. It's an experience that you'll truly enjoy whether you're alone or with the entire family.
Yeah, I think that's a really great point, Sydney. And I think on behalf of everyone here at Blue Mountain Village and all of our partners, that's really what we all work toward, is providing that experience and to make sure that everyone can have as great a time, be prepared for the holidays, and to celebrate their time together. And I think that's really what this community is all about. On behalf of the team here, on behalf of Sydney and myself, I want to wish everyone a happy holidays in all the ways that you might celebrate at this time of year. We look forward to seeing you. Thanks to all of our great merchants today who shared their ideas. And we look forward to seeing everyone in the Village, on the slopes, and be safe. And we'll talk soon.
Thanks for listening to Blue Mountain Village Voices, a production of the Blue Mountain Village Association. For more, go to bluemountainvillage.ca.
Another Sound Off Media Company podcast.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.